In an effort to educate and inform listeners and voters, we're kicking off a new segment today on 89.1 WEMU, something we're calling In the Public Interest, a conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're delighted to have joining us today Susan Woolley, the Communications Coordinator for the League. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for inviting us.
And an extra special guest, Mary Hathaway. Mary is a life member of over 50 years to the League. Thanks for coming, Mary.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Let's begin with a description of what exactly is the League of Women Voters.
The League is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. Members are anybody over 16 years of age, men, women.
Do you have many men members?
We do. Maybe 10% of our membership are husbands, friends, supporters, and people who work hard on League projects.
Give us a little history. How was the League of Women Voters originally formed?
The League evolved out of the women's suffrage movement. After about 70 years of effort, finally, in Michigan in 1918, the voters approved an amendment to the Constitution giving Michigan women the right to vote. A year later, the National Congress approved the 19th Amendment giving women the right to vote. And the League at that time said, our work is done on suffrage, but we've got maybe 20 million women who are going to be wanting information and education as they move to exercise their vote. And so they became the League of Women Voters.
Has it been strong since then?
It struggled for a long time. And initially, they thought it might last 5 years, but it didn't. And almost 100 years later, here we are, still going strong, so that tapering off didn't happen. But the League went through ups and downs during the Depression, the population and membership contracted. During the war years, there were struggles and issues. But at that time, people decided that democracy was so important that they should continue what they were doing because all of the world affairs were so important that the League's work was important.
I think everyone is familiar with the name the League of Women Voters, but what would you want them to know about the League of Women Voters in 2018, as you said, nearly 100 years later?
We're a group of motivated people who are really concerned that all citizens should be out informing themselves, exercising their right to vote, and participating in our government and our democracy. That's what it takes to have a good democracy.
Democracy is a key word, and nonpartisan seems to be an important part of that as well.
It certainly is. The League does not support or oppose any candidates or political parties. We do take positions and advocate for policy matters based on positions that the League has discussed and studied and arrived at a position.
Well, we're all about informing and educating people here on 89.1 WEMU, so excited to begin In the Public Interest, a conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Let's turn to Mary. Mary, do you remember what it was like when you joined the League over 50 years ago?
Oh, yes. When I started going to the meetings, I thought, this is where all the smart women are. I discovered something, and it was so exciting. They were very capable people. I think in that era, we had a certain advantage in that women didn't usually have careers. So these highly motivated, intelligent women were putting a lot of what might have gone into a career, they were putting it into the League of Women Voters. And they loved to be together. And I'd come home from meetings and I'd be so excited. I'd sort of pace the floor just because my energy was took time to subside.
What year was that?
1966.
So that was a pretty active time for politics and voting and elections anyway.
Well, it was. And the reason I joined was that my husband had been recruited to run for city council.
In Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
Did he win?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
But even before he won, I received a letter from the League inviting me to join. I think all the wives of all the candidates did. The candidates were all male in those days. And I thought, well, this is a good opportunity. I need to know more about government now that John's going to be in it. And then I got another letter from the League. It said, we made a mistake. We're not supposed to invite the wives of candidates. is against our principles, and we're so sorry, and we'll return your money. And I said, no, I really want to be a member of the League of Women Voters.
So you hung in there.
I hung in there.
And then how long was your husband a council person in Ann Arbor?
Oh, he had 2 terms.
John Hathaway.
Yeah.
So in case anyone remembers, we want to put that out there. So how has the league changed over the years that you've been a member, over 50 years?
Well, it shrank quite a bit when women did join the workforce in large numbers, because it takes time and energy. But it's suddenly growing again, and I'm very excited to see that happening.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
83.
83, you're young. But you're still active in politics and elections. Do you still attend meetings?
Occasionally, not so much. I haven't really been an active league member for some time. I'm watching what they do.
What advice would you want to give to someone now, after you've been in the league for over 50 years, about the importance of educating yourself about elections and getting involved? That part seems like it may not have changed.
No, that's important now as it was then. I think getting involved in elections and getting involved in studying the issues should never go out of style.
Well, Susan Woolley, Communications Coordinator for the League of Women Voters Ann Arbor area. We got elections coming up, so we've got going to have plenty to talk about in the coming weeks and months of this segment. And you have a special event coming up as well.
Part of our effort this year, which is getting out the vote in 2018, is to also reach out to high school students. And we have a Register to Vote project going into the high schools and meeting with students. And we also have a poster project open to all county high school students, freshmen through seniors. There are nice cash prizes. And we're after a creative message encouraging citizens to get out to the polls and vote when it's election time. So we're looking for creative high school students to come up with a poster to carry this message. And if you want to do a poster or want information about it, you can go to our website, which is lwvannarbor.org, and get all your information there.
Susan Woolley, thank you so much. And Mary Hathaway, life member of the League of Women Voters, thanks so much for joining us on In the Public Interest, a new segment here on 89.1 WEMU.